Firstly, Abdullah, it's an absolute honor and privilege to have the first Emirati runner who has completed all the six major world marathons on the Race Pace podcast. So this particular episode, I do think, Abdullah, might be the highlight of all the episodes that we have done. So I really appreciate you talking to me, sharing your passion, your knowledge and journey in the running space. So thank you so much, Abdullah, for doing this. Really appreciate it.
You are welcome, George, and hi, everybody. First of all, I appreciate that you are taking me in this podcast. It's been it's my honor, actually, to be here. So I'm excited for this podcast as well.
Absolutely great. And I'm sure, you know, our listeners will definitely learn something from you. And there might be someone, you know, who'll be listening to the episode. They'll be inspired by what you've done as well. So thank you once again for doing this. Now, before we start, just wanted to check, you know, how has your day been so far? And is there anything interesting planned for the rest of the weekend?
My day is usual working day. I just actually finished my my work. Uh-huh. And yeah, I'll have a little bit of break after the podcast, and I'll go for my daily run, of course.
So do you go for a run after the work or before the work?
It's a mix of both. But usually during the work, I prefer it to be after because I don't have that much time before yeah. in the morning for the work. Yeah.
I see. Excellent. Now, Abdullah, our listeners in the UAE and the Middle East will surely know by now who you are. But for our expats in the UAE and most of our audience now are international audience, can you give them a brief introduction about yourself and your journey in the running space as well, please?
Okay. Okay. My name is Abdullah Shihi, and I am Emirati, born and raised in Ras Al Khaimah, working in Abu Dhabi. I'm 37 years old. And married, I have four kids. Three daughters and one boy.
And are they into running or are they too young for that right now?
They are still too young for that.
Yes.
Eldest one is 12 years, and the youngest one is around 4 years, you can say.
And how does it feel, you know, when someone says you are the first Emirati runner to have completed all the six world major marathons? How does that feel when someone says that?
Actually, it's really an honor to have this written under my name. Yes. And it didn't even cross my mind that I will be the first Emirati to do that. Okay, I started this journey back in 2017. You do not know during those years, is it going to be me, other than anybody else? So yeah. I just went by it, and I got there.
It is absolutely great. And I do remember, you know, one of your Instagram posts, which goes back to the Nike DXB event as well. So that was around 2016-17, which was a 10K event, right?
Yes, this was my first race, actually. So yeah. This is my first race, but my running journey started even before that. So if I allow me to go back to the history.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was during the 2008, during my university years. So I was overweight, and I was not into running at all. So I was not even a sportsman. So during that year, I decided to cut all those extra weight and start into running. So and believe it or not, even the first time I got into the treadmill, I couldn't even continue 2 minutes a continuous run. And now I'm doing a marathon, so this is something really amazing, and I'm really proud of. Yeah. And before, during this period, from 2008 until, you said, the 2014, before we ran the XP, I was just running, but I didn't go into the long runs. So it was only like 5-6K only. And until 2014, this was my first race, actually, yeah.
And what the first race, was that in Ras Al Khaimah or was that in Dubai?
This was in Dubai. And if we go back to those days, actually, there was no much such social media. So the awareness and the advertisement of these races, we were not even aware about those races. And even during that those days back in Ras Al Khaimah, we were having this the fastest rock half marathon in the world. So we don't know. I'm talking about myself. I was not aware that even the general public can participate in this race. And so when I saw the signs in the streets, it was just like a dream for me to just be at the start line of this race. But due to the lack of awareness and knowledge, we were not aware. But when it comes to this race, we run the XB. There was such advertisement, and I saw that, and I decided to try it out. Yeah. So this is the
Yeah, that is absolutely beautiful. And I'm really glad to know the reason as to why you started running. And what I was supposed to say earlier is that, you know, what I'm going to do is this part. I'm going to make sure some of my family members listen to it as well, because they are a little bit overweight and pretty much sure they would definitely be inspired by what you've done from, you know, using it in a positive way and accomplishing something which is the first in the world. I think it is absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Now, Abdullah, you touched base on something regarding social media, and I follow you on social media. And there are two things which you particularly post, which I absolutely love. One is running, and the second thing is coffee. Now, you've already talked about, you know, your running background, but what I wanted to ask is, can you tell our listeners about your running duration? Let's say when you do your running session on a treadmill, you sometimes do it off course as well. Immediately after you've completed the run, what is it that goes on? And what is that feeling that you get after you've completed the run?
This is the most difficult question that you ask a runner. Yeah, because you cannot describe those.
Exactly.
That feeling, actually, it's very difficult to describe. It's like a good drug, to be honest.
Yeah.
So the amount of self-relief, the clarity on your mind, and everything becomes good after you finish the run. And for me, as you said, the running and coffee, maybe this slightest thing, it makes me the happiest man in the world, to be honest. So I'm really a simple man. So if I go live by only run in the morning and then get a breakfast and a coffee, this will be enough for me.
And this is a commonality which I've seen, you know, especially for runners. I can confidently state 100% of the runners who I've spoken to, they love running and they absolutely love coffee. These are two things, you know, that definitely go hand in hand. Now, Abdullah, what I wanted to ask is, let's say you've done 15 marathons. I wanted to know your very first full marathon. What was the experience like? How did you prepare for it and how did it go?
Okay, my first marathon, it was in Dubai in 2015. So when I started my first race in We Run the XP in 2014, then I decided to push myself. My goal was only to participate in my dream, which is the Rack Half Marathon, right? However, Dubai Marathon came between those. So it was a very difficult decision to take. So I decided to go to start my full marathon in maybe about 2 months' time. And this is something I do not really recommend the new beginners to do, because your body still did not adapt to the long distance that much. So your joints, you need time to build up the mileage during the weeks. So I was not having that much time. However, I decided to try it out. And if I go back to time, I advise myself to give me a more time to train for that race. However, I did finish it, but what happened after the race, it was very challenging. Yeah, knee problems, and I even got a fever at the end of the day. So you need to allow your body to adapt to the long distances before decide to go into full marathon. Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Nike DXP event, that was in November, right? Somewhere during that time.
Somewhere, yes, it was at the end of the year. So and Dubai Marathon was early January or something like this. So
early January.
And my body still did not adapt to long distances, you know. And this is I might only attempted one half marathon run only during this time.
So if you want to travel,
and you need to go to up to around 30k before starting the race.
Now, if you were to travel back in time, and if you were to give yourself one advice, what would that be?
For this race particularly, I give myself to wait. I try a half marathon first, then I'll go with a proper planning, training plan before going into the full marathon.
Now, how would you compare the first marathon that you did to the last marathon that you recently did? How would you compare both these marathons and your performance?
It was a huge difference. I actually straight after the marathon, I can enjoy the race itself without even suffering of pain. So it gives you the enjoyable experience during the race itself, and even a fast recovery after the race, which is
And I remember, Abdullah, you know, on your Instagram, you asked and asked me anything for the audience. And I asked you about stretching. And I asked you, you know, how important stretching is. And you did reply that, you know, stretching is part of your training program as well, isn't it? And you tend to do it quite often as well.
Yes, it's the stretching is very important, especially when you are getting old in age. It's more important than training itself. It avoids the injuries and give you more flexibility in your muscles and all these things. It's very important.
100% agree. Now let's talk about 6 world major marathons that you have done. Now what I want to do is, Abdullah, I want to read out a post that you posted. So what you actually posted via Instagram, and I'll put it in the show notes as well. You said 8 years of dedication and perseverance, races across 3 continents, overcame injuries and waited through the pandemic, but every step was worth it for this moment. So can you tell our listeners, what is it that it means to complete the 6 world major marathons?
For me, actually, it's like a dream come true. I started this dream in 2017, and I knew that in order to complete this journey, I need to travel to 3 continents. And I need to travel to 3 countries. Less than that, but I need to do London, Berlin, New York, Chicago, Tokyo, and Boston. So from the start, I knew that it's not an easy journey. And during this, I completed in 8 years, by the way. It took me 8 years to complete. And during those 8 years, the pandemic happened, and one of those races, maybe we'll talk about it later, the Tokyo, it got delayed 4 years. So I got to wait 4 years from the start of the pandemic in order to even try to be at the start line in that race. It took a lot, actually, yeah.
But it was definitely worth it.
Yeah, the experience and the amount of support I received during all this time, I'm speechless actually, and I'm really thankful for all the support and all the work and dedication that I put in this journey.
And what you have done is part of history. Now, what I wanted to ask is, Abdullah, what has been the most memorable message or recognition that you have received after you completed the 6 World Major Marathon? That could be, let's say, your family, your friends, or colleagues, or even coaches, or absolutely anyone.
It got me by surprise, actually. Yeah, I was really shocked by the amount of... I felt the happiness in my friends and my family. Everybody was happy for me, and they were proud of this achievement. And many are not even aware of such a challenge. And when they heard about it, they felt very proud. And the news got very widely used and published, and everybody was congratulating me, and it was really overwhelming. And even my family, they surprised me with the surprise party when I got home, and it was really something amazing. Yeah.
You know, I do actually envision maybe someday there'll be, you know, I'm not sure if you watch this TV show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And for the millionaire question, for the final question, they could ask a question. Name the Emirati or first Emirati runner who completed the 6 world major marathons. That is definitely a possibility as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you can say it's part of history, yeah.
100%, yeah. Abdullah, to our listeners, can you give a very quick recap of your experience in each of these marathons? That is Tokyo, which you mentioned got delayed a few times, Boston, London, Berlin, Chicago, and New York City as well.
Okay, I'll start with Berlin, because this was my first major marathon that I did. It was really an amazing flat course marathon. The crowd was amazing, and the iconic finish at the Brandenburg Gate. It's really a prestigious and iconic race. Going to my second was Chicago. Chicago was it's a beautiful city. The crowd were crazy. The course was amazing. It's called the Windy City for a reason. It was very windy, dark and rainy. But it is also a pretty flat course and enjoyable. Then going to New York, actually New York was maybe one of the most scenic courses. However, it got some bridges and hills, so it's okay. Challenging. But you got to experience the five boroughs of New York, starting from Staten Island and finishing in Manhattan at the Central Park. It's something
beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yes.
Then coming to Tokyo. Tokyo actually it's got some special story about it, because the first time I registered to it, unfortunately I got injured 2 weeks before the race. I was very, really devastated during that time. And straight after my injury in 2019, the pandemic came.
Yeah.
So it got delayed 2020, 21, and 22. Then I got to do it in 23. So for me, this was the most special one. As I also love Tokyo City, so combining both, I can choose this is the most special one. And for London, I can say the landmarks of London is really something iconic, and to finish at the back of the Birmingham Palace also, it's very special. And finally, Boston, which is the mother of them all, we can say. It's the most prestigious old marathon in the world. And it's also challenging with all of this of those hills, but we finished it, and that's the story about all the six majors. Yeah.
Now, what I like about the Boston Marathon, I think you put up a video where you are running towards the finish line, and you can see the crowd cheering as well, isn't it? I'm not sure if you were holding the selfie or someone, and it looks so beautiful. You know, it was so touchy and special moment, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, I was making sure I got this moment captured, to be honest, because I know it, if I did not capture it, it's a special moment that I need to record. And even the photo I took after crossing that finish line, you can see that I was really emotional at that time. And because the amount of relief and proud I felt after crossing that finish line, it's really amazing and special.
And it's really hard to explain that feeling, isn't it? There's a moment of joy, there is happiness, there's a different adrenaline as well. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing this information. Now, besides training, are there any mental aspects that have helped you to accomplish such a milestone?
Yes, definitely. I can say the family support is very important. Not only family, you need to support yourself with the people that inspire you, pushing you and encouraging you. So without the support of the family and the community that I have, I couldn't be able to actually achieve this.
And Abdullah, are there any personal mantras or beliefs that has helped you while you're doing any of these marathons? Because based on what you've told me, the reason why you started running, I can think of so many positive things that is going on in your mind when you're facing certain obstacles. Are there any personal mantras that you follow?
Of course, my running journey started as a healthy lifestyle and cutting weight. But after a while, I fell in love and running, actually. And this love and passion continued with me. And I learned, actually, that you need to have to set a goal for yourself. So signing for those races, I see it is very important because you cannot wake up early in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, and putting all those hard workouts, interval, intense mileage buildup without visualizing the finish line. It's very important to set a goal for yourself. So, the training period, I remind myself, okay, this the pain is temporary, but the pride and achievement is permanent. So, those things kept in my mind too, and pushing me to keep moving and forward.
That is beautifully said. Now, the Abdullah, the next question that I have, that is kind of threefold. Now, you've already touched based on some of them. Of the six marathons, which would you say is your favorite and why?
Without a question, it is Tokyo Marathon. By the way, I'm in love in the Japanese culture. I love Japan itself. It was a dream for me even just to visit Japan, and I did not even visit it before the signing up for the race. So in order to race this city, it's like a dream for me, a dream come true. And it came after several setbacks, injury, and several delays. So it makes even more special. And the memory there, by the way, I say this to myself, if I got a chance to do it again, I might rethink of it, because those special memories, I want to keep it. I don't want to ruin it, you know?
That's a different year.
It's special for itself. I want to keep it like this.
That is a different perspective, and I really, really like that. Now, the next question is kind of like a cheeky one. Which one would you say of the six is your least favorite and why? Because you have to take into consideration the travel time, the resting time. So which one would you say you did not enjoy as much?
I can say maybe New York. By the way, New York, I did it twice.
Okay.
Yes, New York, I did it twice, and both of them, I got some problems during the race. Maybe this is a factor that I can choose. The first one, I got sick before the race, so I was running it with a little bit of fever, so it was a little bit challenging for me. And the second one, I was having only like a weekend to travel and come back because my schedule was very tight. So maybe the jet lag got into me. I was tired running it. So I cannot say it's the least. My experience in it was a little bit less than compared with the others, I can say.
That's definitely a nice way of putting it across. Now, for the next one, Abdullah, I want you to take us to all the 15 marathons that you have done, but take us to a darkest moment in the race where you felt things were not going as planned, but things were just not right. So can you tell our listeners what was that exact moment and how did you overcome it?
Okay, coming back again to New York, and it was the second time. It was New York in 2022. I was really tired, and I felt something is wrong. So I went to the medical tent, and they told me, they suggested that the nurse there suggested for me, if you want to keep going, you need to only walk through the finish, from here until the finish line, and don't push yourself. And I recommend you, if you can pull out, you can pull out. So it was, I was really scared that time. And I did it before, so I was really thinking about it. However, I pushed through. I cannot say it was a dark time. It was a challenging moment that I pushed myself through. So I was like jogging a little bit, walking. And the experience that I reached to the Central Park, because I started, we started the race a little bit late, around 11:30 or something like this. So, and it took me a little bit time to finish the race itself. So when I got into the finish line, it was, the sun was coming out, so it was a little bit dark, and the lights of Central Park was on. It was a special moment, and I took out the UAE flag, and I raised it up under the lights in Central Park. So it is also a special moment.
It is a beautiful moment. I can just imagine that moment. I'm hoping someone would have captured that moment. That would have been absolutely iconic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, keeping all this thing in mind, Abdullah, is there a message you'd like to tell fellow athletes who may face a similar situation? Because I'm pretty much sure you continue to go ahead. There might be some of them who will say, you know what, let me cut it short then and there itself. What yes. message do you have for them?
Yeah, my message is you need to listen to your body. Okay, I took the decision to keep moving, but I knew my body at that time. I knew when to stop. I knew when to hydrate, when to walk, when to jog. So if you face something like this, you need to listen to your body very carefully, and don't push yourself. At the end of the day, you need to get to that finish line. So if you change the goal, but you can at least get to that finish line.
Yep. That is very beautifully said. Now, you've already completed the 6 World Major Marathons. Is there any other milestone or any other goal that you're aiming for?
Okay, there is this another dream of mine to run a marathon in each the 7 continents. So, yeah. So I'm thinking about it, and hopefully I can start on... getting in that journey. So it's a new journey, and but it has got me to do a race in marathon Antarctica, and in the South America, and in Africa, and in Australia. So it's a quite a challenge that hopefully I will be able to achieve.
Absolutely. And what I'm liking, Abdullah, based on what I'm saying, I'm getting this sense that, you know, you have a passion for things, you have perseverance as well. But more importantly, when I follow you on Instagram, you're absolutely consistent. You know, every day of the week, or at least, you know, a few days of the week, you always constantly post about running and, you know, about coffee. So I think it is that consistency will definitely help you to smash those goals. Now, what I wanted to ask next is, are there any fellow Emirati runners who have inspired you in your running journey as well?
I don't want to pick names because I'm afraid I'm going to forget some of the names. But there are plenty of fellow Emirati runners. And I knew a couple, even more. They started their journey in their 6 major marathons. And we are pushing each other, we are inspiring each other, and we are encouraging each other. So, and I just want to give them advice that they need to be consistent and persistent. They don't need to give up. They need to push forward and keep on this dream alive until they achieve it.
totally agree. And, you know, look, Abdullah, what you have accomplished is part of history. Now, what I want you to request is, in Arabic, can you give a message to fellow Emirati upcoming runners?
Yeah, sure. Assalamu alaikum. طبعاً أنتوا بديتوا في هذه الرحلة واللي للحين بعدهم ما بدأوا في رحلة الجري. أنصحكم إن على المداومة على الاستمرارية. الاستمرارية هي الهدف أو هي الطريق اللي راح يخليكم توصلوا لأهدافكم.
That is beautiful. Thank you so very much for that. Now, earlier on, you know, Abdullah, you mentioned about your training routine. Now, what I wanted to find out is, when you're, let's say, training for your marathons, what is the specific training routine that you have?
During preparation for a marathon or the off-season?
Of preparing for a marathon, yeah.
Yeah, for preparing for a marathon, I follow a very structured, currently I'm talking about, I follow a very structured training plan from 16 weeks to 18 weeks range. It has like a nicely build up of mileage to peak at 32, around 32 to 35 kilometers. Then we taper back until the race. For the diet, I don't follow like a strict diet, you can say, but I have like this very simple formula that I follow. So for each meal, I divide like 70% carbs, 30% protein, and I cut the sweets. I don't eat sweets, and I hydrate much, and low-fat meals. So this is the very simple thing that I do, and it works for me, I'm continuing on it.
And regarding diet, right now you're the brand ambassador for White Events Well as well, isn't it?
Yeah, just recently announced, I really feel honored that they chose me for this year to be the brand ambassador and Vitamin Wear runner. And it will give me the opportunity to participate in Cologne Marathon in October, this October in Germany. So I will be joining the team there to run this race in Germany.
Congratulations on being the brand ambassador.
Thank you.
Now, I've interviewed, you know, a guy called Ryan Atkins, who is one of the greatest of all time, so far as the obstacle course race is concerned. He talked about something called his OTS, that is overtraining syndrome, where, you know, athletes tend to overtrain quite a lot. Do you ever experience that, Abdullah, where you overtrain? And are there any some tell signs that you tend to look at that now you're overtraining it, maybe you need to cut down on it?
Yes, sometimes, yes, especially during those peak weeks of building the mileages. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do experience like tiredness in my muscles, disturbance in my sleep, what else, maybe shifting in my moods. So
yeah,
these are the signs for the fatigue. And if I sense any of those signs, I revisit my schedule again and reduce the intensity of the my workouts and until I recover 100% and we build again.
Yeah, that is correct. And you know, you touch base upon sleep. I think that is so important, especially for athletes like yourself. Do you have any advice, particularly for me, because I struggle with sleep a lot? Do you have any advice, let's say, for sleep in general? Because I think that is really important, isn't it?
Yeah, sleep is the most important thing, actually. You need to get yourself 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Yes.
At least per day. And for me, when you are working out every day, your body gives you the alarm that you need to sleep. So this is a factor. And another thing, you need to lay your head to the pillow early. So sometimes you don't feel like sleeping, you know. But when you try to sleep, you go to sleep. So sometimes you need to force yourself to sleep. And some things also might help, like listening to meditation music or something to calm you and get you to sleep.
You're absolutely spot on. And I was listening to a podcast. I think it was one of the guys, you know, who smashed the Barkley Marathon. He was actually saying that rather than putting an alarm for waking up, we need to start putting alarm to go to sleep, because that is what you're saying is absolutely spot on. Because, you know, you try to hit the bed, let's say, by 9 o'clock, that gets pushed to 9:30, that goes to 10, 11, 12.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is absolutely correct and spot on. Now, what I wanted to find out next is, Abdullah, regarding ultra running. What are your thoughts on ultra running and obstacle course race? And UAE right now is the home of obstacle course races as well, isn't it? What are your thoughts about them?
For the ultra marathons, it's definitely the next step after you.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the next level. It needs a little bit more in order to achieve finishing the ultra race. And for the obstacle races, I do agree. It's getting it's famous here. And it's amazing because running doesn't have that strength workout system, but for the obstacle races, it has the balance of both strength and endurance. So it's a plus.
Yeah, and would we see you in any of the obstacle course race? We would love to see you in the obstacle course race, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a brand ambassador for Tough Mudder and used to be for Spartan Race as well. And every year at Mina Al Arab, Tough Mudder puts up the most beautiful, iconic, and the races are quite easy, to be honest. So it'll be great, you know, to have you, probably your kids and family as well. What do you think of, you know, joining for a Tough Mudder event? And it is safe as well. It is not that tough, to be honest.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a very good thing to participate and bring my family. I think it's a community even. It's a very, it's like a change to bring the family and spend the weekend. I'll definitely try it.
That'll be absolutely awesome. Now, I remember watching one of your posts also, you know, Abdullah, on Instagram. And this was, I believe, recording the ADNOC Marathon. It was 2 weeks before the Spartan World Championship. And if I'm not mistaken, that was the most brutal and hottest weather that time, right?
You are absolutely right. Even though, by the way, we are starting at 6. So it's the earliest in UAE to start a marathon. But when you got during the half of the race and the sun directly into you, the humidity and the it's difficult weather. However, we live in UAE at the end of the day. We train in the summer, so we have to adapt, and we are adapting. And it's a challenge that we like to take, and we are finishing strong.
Yeah, and I think regarding that particular event, most of it was in road running. So that is what made it really tough, isn't it?
Yes, and in Abu Dhabi itself, it's there's not that much of a shadow. It's an open road, as you said. So it adds to that challenge, yeah.
Yeah, and right now, you know, Abdullah, there's something called as Hyrox, which is more of a hybrid event, where you have to run 1 kilometer after every zone. What are your thoughts about Hyrox events? Where you have to run 8 kilometer followed by 8 zones. And will we see you at any of those events?
This is even more challenging, I believe, than OCR. Yeah.
Yes, very tough as well.
Yeah. So, and it got a little bit more of running into it.
Yeah.
So, it's something that I look into. I might try it out.
That'll be absolutely great, you know, because I'm really curious to check and see if we do have an Emirati winner, a consistent winner. Now, so far Spartan Race is concerned, there is a local Emirati from Dubai. You know, he's a pro athlete as well, and he's really good. And I'd really love to see your name on there as well. So, you know, really good. And one thing what I did was, I do listen to a lot of HYROX podcast, and when I asked them, what is one of the key things for HYROX? The first thing they say is you have to be a good runner. And I was shocked because I thought, you know, they'll be focusing on strength. They was like, no, the strength things would actually come by. But consistency in running is something, you know, we need to go ahead and maintain.
So this might be easier for me than OCR then.
I would say so, yeah, because the guy who did the first, who's rather number second in HYROX, he's only 62 kgs in weight. And if you look at him physically, he's exactly like you. So, you know, just a matter of, you know, doing the right technique. But I think, yeah, you'll definitely be able to smash it, in my honest opinion. Now, Abdullah, you're a brand ambassador for Under Armour as well, which is one of the top brands in the world. How does it feel to represent this brand?
Actually, I feel very honored because I started with them during their first, the start of their journey in Dubai. So I started with them. They do not even have the retail shop opened in UAE. So yeah, I feel honored that I was the maybe the starters of they chose me to be with them at that time, and to represent like the. Under Armour, it's something really proud, something amazing. Yeah, it's a good, it's really amazing.
And are there any core values of Under Armour that resonate with you personally as a person?
Yeah, they love their athletes, actually, yeah. And from the best to the starters. So this is something that I really like. And they have this slogan that the only way is through. So, and this is also something that resembles to runners that, especially in marathons, that they need to overcome any challenges during the race, and they need to work it out until getting to that finish line.
That is absolutely smashing. Now, Abdullah, I do have another podcast called as Blockchain DXP Podcast, where I interview CEOs, CTOs, and tech founders. Now, I tend to ask them a question, what is it that they do for work-life balance? Most of them say running or hiking. But your case, what is it that you do to take a break, let's say from running and your work? What is it something different that you do just to maintain a healthy work-life balance?
Okay, I do love watching anime, by the way.
Oh, excellent, yeah.
I love anime, and I love also to watch TV shows.
Yeah.
So this is something that also I need. I do to have this work-life balance. Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you about anime.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, what is your favorite anime? Because I absolutely love anime as well.
My favorite is Attack on Titan.
Oh, it has to be everyone's number one. Am I right in saying the second one is the Death Note?
It's very close, actually. Oh. My top three is Attack on Titan, Death Note, and currently the newest one, Frieren. I don't know if you heard about it or not.
Oh, no, I haven't, but I'm definitely
going to check it out.
Yeah. I definitely will check it out. And what I wanted to ask is, regard, you mentioned about TV shows. I'm not sure if you got a chance to watch Physical 100 on Netflix.
I did watch some of that.
In season 2, the very opening qualifier round is running on a treadmill. So if you're a runner, you'll definitely like it because they have 100 athletes. So they need to run, I think the first one is for 10 minutes. So whoever runs the maximum distance for 10 minutes, the least people they are out, then I believe they take a 3 minutes break. Then they run for 5 minutes. Then they run for 4 minutes. Out of this 100, they go and shortlist few people. So that is something, you know, which you'll definitely like. Now, have you got a chance to see Barclay Marathon by any chance, Abdullah?
Barclay Marathon?
Yeah.
No.
What I would really recommend you to do is, after we're done with the episode, and I'll send you a couple of links to look at the Barclay Marathon. Now, that is something considered to be the toughest marathon of all time. And the first part is getting into that marathon. And once you get into that marathon, you get something called a condolence letter. That, you know, we are sorry that you've got into it. And their logo actually is where dreams come to die. Now, because of that, a lot of people are constantly trying to go ahead and apply for it. And the craziest thing is, Abdullah, you know what the entry fee for that is? Mm-hmm. Do you want to take a wild guess what the entry fee for that is?
Tell me.
It is just $1. And wow, you have to give a car plate license. That's it. And there is no prize money, absolutely nothing. But it is considered as the most addictive marathon. I'll definitely go ahead and send you, you know, some information.
Yeah, it looks exciting. I have to look into it, yeah.
Definitely. Now, the next question which I wanted to ask is, Abdullah, what are your thoughts about Bitcoin? Now, the reason why I wanted to ask this is, a lot of the OGs and cypherpunks in Bitcoin, they are avid runners as well. And the first guy who actually received Bitcoin, his name is Hal Finney. He was an avid runner. His wife, is she still a runner right now? So what are your honest thoughts about Bitcoin?
Maybe because of the some common similarities between the two. I can say that, you know, the Bitcoin is market is a little bit volatile, and you need to adapt to the market conditions and all these changes. You need to plan and have a strategy, and this is also compatible to running. You need to have a strategy, a plan. You need to adapt to the changes. There are common similarities between Bitcoin and running.
That is very beautifully and very smartly said. Now look,
it's also an opportunity. The Bitcoin, I see it as the future of business. So
And in Russell Kamer, we also have Russell Kamer DAO, which is Digital Asset Oasis. You know, Russell Kamer right now is the key point of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Now, what I wanted to ask next is, we are in the world of artificial intelligence. So what I'm going to be doing next is, you know, I'm going to be using ChatGPT-4, which is an advanced version of 3.5. And let's see what questions they come up with. So for our listeners, what I've done is, you know, whatever transcript Abdullah is saying right now, and the questions, I put it into ChatGPT, and I've asked ChatGPT-4 to come up with a question. The question that ChatGPT wants to know is, Abdullah, if there is a word of advice that you would like to give to the future generation regarding running, what advice would that be?
First of all, that they need to have a good coaching. They need to attach themselves with the running community and people around them that they encourage them, and they need to take the advice from the let us say the experienced ones. So and never start alone and. Just keep pushing and dreaming.
That is absolutely beautiful, and it's good to have, you know, some kind of dreams and visions as to what you want to go out and achieve. Now, we are towards the end of the episode. Now, I do have two fun questions, Abdullah. And the first one is, what is your favorite genre of music?
Pop music is my favorite.
Oh, excellent. Any chance of listening to K-pop, South Korean music by any chance?
Korean?
Yeah, Korean. I think that is coming up right now, right?
It is, but I prefer English.
Yeah, that's absolutely great. And your favorite Under Armour running gear?
For Under Armour running gear, for the shoes, I love the Flow Velocity Elite shoes, and for the also I love the Rush collection line. It's amazing.
And is there any specific color that you prefer, Abdullah? It just depends on the overall look.
I love the bright colors. And especially the turquoise, light greenish.
Same, exactly. Yeah, I have, you know, at least maybe 7 to 8 bright running green color, as you know, so absolutely spot on. So finally, Abdullah, as we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience, whether it's about your journey, any upcoming marathons, or any other events that you're excited about?
I'll give like a message for everybody that have a dream. It doesn't need to be like a sport dream or anything related to running, that you need to keep going. You need to believe in yourself. Don't let negative people come to you. You will get there. And this is the most important thing. This is the message that I want everybody to hear.
Thank you so much for that, you know, Abdurrahman. Thank you so much for doing this session. And based on the conversation I had, I definitely do feel you have the passion, perseverance, and even consistency. So definitely great having you on the podcast. And I'm sure our listeners would definitely be inspired by listening to you. Thank you so much for doing this with us.
And thank you very much for having me.